Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We got time for one more? Yeah! All right, come on. Give me some goobaloo-balooba on it, some goobalator. There you go, yeah.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
How do you know which way I swing until you see me at the bat? How do you know I call this home? Because that's where I hang my hat.
It's a big week for Boston's own Peter Wolfe. Mayor Marty Walsh declared yesterday Peter Wolfe Day in the city, a proclamation that recognizes his reputation as one of rock and roll's most compelling performers.
How do you know how much we drank? Do you check the whiskey jar? How do you know how far to go? Baby, until you go too far.
Wolfe, of course, earned fame as the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band. His new CD, his eighth solo album, is called A Cure for Loneliness. It continues his deep dive into soul, country, folk, and blues.
Yeah.
This is his song, How Do You Know, which he co-wrote with Will Jennings.
Yeah, take me home, mama. Oh, mama, won't you take me? Mama, won't you take me? Mama, won't you take me home?
All right, that's the song, How Do You Know, from Peter Wolfe's brand new CD, A Cure for Loneliness, which is just out from Concord Records. And Peter Wolfe is with us now to talk about his music, his remarkable career. And Peter, always great to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Well, good seeing you. Thanks for having me. And Mama, take me home.
I got to say, first of all, congratulations. What took Boston so long? But Marty Walsh declaring yesterday Peter Wolfe Day, that's quite an honor.
That was an honor. But what made it even more special for me was to be at the veterans, doing this benefit for the veterans at the for the homeless veterans. They were all gathered, many of the veterans that were living down at the shelter that the mayor supplied, the city supplied, and it was very moving to perform in front of these people that gave so much of their lives. And there was one gentleman there that played an incredible saxophone. He was sitting in the back, and I called him up, and he was wailing, and we found out today he got a scholarship to Berkeley.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And what a great discovery.
It was such a moving day for myself and the Midnight Travelers, the great band that travels with me, the great artist that I'm fortunate to play with. But it was just, you know, so nice to be able to be there and help shed light on that issue for the mayor. It meant a lot.
It's an important issue, but it was also, in addition to that, a really important honor for you. I'm just going to read just one piece of this proclamation. It said, Peter Wolfe has earned a reputation as one of rock and roll's most compelling performers while consistently making distinctive, personally charged music that demonstrates his mastery of a bottomless well of American musical styles. I had pretty good people writing that. I couldn't have said it much better myself.
Well, thank you. I'm sure they're talking about me now.
No, I think they are. Well, let's talk about this new CD, A Cure for Loneliness. I was just telling you before we went on the air, I had an occasion yesterday to drive up to Maine and back, and I had a nice sort of 5 hours yesterday to listen to this CD in a deep way. And I just want to say you continue to amaze me with your solo career, what you put out. It is so deep. It is so soulful. It is so good. So just congratulations.
Well, thank you.
It's really something.
I also have to say I'm very fortunate. There's an old saying, to be successful, find some geniuses and let them contribute. So I've been able to have some really great collaborators surrounding me, all the gentlemen on the band that played on the record, Kenny White, who's a singer and a songwriter, and he himself makes a lot of records. Duke Levine, who's one of the guitar extraordinaires, makes records of by his, you know, his really wonderful records. He has a new one out. So to be with these artists and to be able to see what I come up with, an acoustic guitar, or Will Jennings and I singing to a cassette or an old tape, and then bring it to these artists and watch it bloom, it's a great thrill for me.
Well, I want to listen to a little bit of this music. There's a song I liked them all, but the Peace of Mind was just really struck me. So what I want to do is just play a little bit of it, and then we'll come back and talk about it. But this is the song Peace of Mind off of Peter Wolfe's A Cure for Loneliness. Let's listen.
Out there in the world, can't you feel the change in times?
people out there grabbing every nickel, every dime. You and me, tell me, baby, what's it gonna be? All I'm trying to find is just a little piece of mind. Now, when I was a young man, I believed in everything. Now I'm not a young man.
That is Peace of Mind from Peter Wolf's brand new CD, A Cure for Loneliness. I love this song, Peter. The writing is so superb. I love this line. When I was a young man, I believed in everything. Now I'm not a young man. I don't know what song to sing.
Amen. Yeah. Life could be filled with trials and tribulations, and sometimes you find yourself standing out there in the midnight sun wondering what has been done, which way to follow. They say April is the cruelest month, and here we is.
Right. But it's a great line. It seems like you're almost exploring this idea that, I don't know, where do you fit into this modern, changing world of music? I mean, tell me what sort of inspired this song.
Well, what inspired the song was not just the change in the musical landscape, but in the entire world. There's so much going on with technology. Things get move much faster. As we're realizing in the political landscape, things are happening that wouldn't have happened 8 years ago, just by the nature of people plugged in and tuning in and all the different cable news networks. So the change is constant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always think back to, I was having a discussion with one of the musicians on this recording, and he was talking about some of the new guitar players, man. All they want to know is these power chords, and they don't know anything about the history. And I said, well, imagine if you were a young 18-year-old guy from, like, Indiana, and Artie Shore came along and put you in his band, and you learned about charts, theory. Mm-hmm. You learned about composition. You knew about dynamics. You learned all the standards. And then one day you heard, dun, 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 and then along came this hip-shaking guy, Elvis Presley, and the whole world kind of changed. Mm-hmm. For many, many musicians. So that's always there. That's always the, you know, the point that you have to be in, and that's pretty much what you have to deal with. And that's what I was trying to deal with this. And plus, as one gets older, you realize the sense of time. Mm-hmm. Because you are always constantly reading about dear ones, people around you that, you know, are somehow just moving on in different ways or rolling on in different ways. So Peace of Mind was a real sort of overview of not just music, but just as an artist and as any individual, how do you carry on with a sense of dignity and perseverance.
Well, good for you.
Or as Faulkner said, the role of the artist is to endure.
Endure. Well, you made a reference to the idea of collaborating, and over the years you've collaborated with a succession of great musicians, Aretha Franklin, John Lee Hooker, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Little Milton, Wilson Pickett, Shelby Lynn, Nico Case, to name just a few of them, and Merle Haggard. Mm. And I want to ask you about Merle Haggard because, of course, he passed away earlier this month, remembered perhaps as the greatest country music singer ever. You knew him. You sang with him. He was on your last album, Midnight Souvenir. So I want to listen just a little bit to you and Merle Haggard singing It's Too Late for Me. This is off your CD, Midnight Souvenirs.
It seems so long ago when someone loved me so, and we were both so young and so free. I thought I still could see how good life used to be, and I know that it's too late for me. the days go by, the days go by, and there's a heartache I can't ease.
All right, there's Pete Wolf singing with Merle Haggard. Peter, tell us what he meant to you.
Oh, he was enormous. He was such an influence. And many people just know Merle from Okie from Muskogee, probably his most famous song. But that would be like only knowing Orson Welles for his wine ads on TV or Chuck Berry for his song My Ding-a-Ling or something. He influenced so many people. I remember the first day I met the Rolling Stones was here in Boston at the Sheraton in Back Bay. And sitting in a room with Keith Richards on the floor with Graham Parsons and Mick Jagger, and they were just singing nothing but Merle Haggard songs. He influenced Bob Dylan, Van Morrison. He influenced so many country writers. He took the mantle of Lefty Frizzell and Hank Williams and carried it on. And he didn't join the Outlaws or any group when some things went left. He went right. When things went right, he went left. He was his own man, but such an incredible output, and artistically he was also so generous. The things that he taught me about Bob Wills and Jimmy Rogers, things that he was loved fiddle, and he taught me all about fiddle music, yodeling, and he carried on the tradition in his music. And his writing is so varied. Songs like Hungry Eyes and If I Made It Through December, and they're all so biographical.
And what a life. I mean, he came close not being able to do this at all, right? I mean, he lost his father early, ended up in reform schools, and then time in San Quentin prison for a while.
There's that great story where he is on the Johnny Cash show and saying, you know, Johnny, you were great at when I saw you at San Quentin. And Johnny said, I didn't realize you were on the show. And he said, no, I wasn't in the show. I was in the audience. Merle had a very strict mother. She was very religious. His dad died when he was young, had a great impact on him. And he felt that without, you know, a strong father figure around, he got lost in a lot of trouble. And through prison, which he never wanted to talk about, and he didn't want to idolize, make it seem like he was some sort of, it was music that became his cure for loneliness, and it was music that became his salvation. And it's so interesting, and many of the people that I've gotten to meet, many of the great artists, the greatest ones are always the ones that are just so humble.
Well, Peter, I wish we had more time, but we're going to end today with a great live countrified version of Love Stinks from your new album, A Cure for Loneliness. And I just want to say, Peter Wolf, singer-songwriter, Boston's own godfather of rock, soul, and country, his new CD is called A Cure for Loneliness, and he's about to head out on tour. You can find a link to his schedule at radioboston.org. Peter, thanks so much.
Yamagama. Thank you, Anthony.
All right. Radio Boston, production of WBUR and Boston, at Boston's NPR news station. Have a great weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.
And kick it high.
This thing that called love gonna make you cry. I had the blues, red and the pinks. One thing for sure.